swear?
I can't swear. Am I getting cut off for swearing? Well, anyway, this could be the spinning bag fist. If you cut me off again, I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Okay, then. I didn't do it that time. But this is big. This is the show. It's a show. It's a great show. It's an awesome show. It's gonna be all about me just talking about bullshit, nonstop bullshit all the time, like I always say. I'm gonna be really calm and cool, because apparently when I get loud, this voice recorder shuts off. How? I didn't do it that time. I don't know. Alright, so we're gonna get on the show here. Nobody cares about what the hell I was saying. Apparently somebody's listening to me still. You want me to get into that developer mode and I'll shut you down. I will shut you down, Charlie Brown. Don't mess with me whoever's doing it. Because I got issues. Okay, I got 2 issues, 3 issues, 4 issues. I got one other issue. I saw some FYTK, they called it. I don't know what the hell that meant. FTRKMAJ. Oh my God, what the hell? Maybe it was FATK. Is that right? Yeah, that was it. Ow! Ha! But that didn't work either. I don't know. I was like that little Brazilian guy. He's getting interviewed by Cormier, and he goes, that was the way that we literally. And you know, Cormier jumped, and the microphone flew up in the air. I swear to God, he might beat his pants too. I talk out. Yeah, run the hell out of that ring. Octagon, I mean. It was scary to me, Blondie. He'd say, I'll get you. I'll get you. It was, but it was, you know. I swear to God, that happened. Look it up and tell me I'm wrong. Maybe it wasn't Daniel Cormier, but I. He probably has bladder problems. It had to have been him. Maybe not. I don't know, but he went like this. Who else would do that with a guy like me other than Daniel Cormier? Because I think he's such a little baby bear. Even though he's not, he will rip your head off and just tear it off and spit it on your throat if he had to. He would. I've seen it done. Seen it done. You should have seen him in college when he wrestled. I'm telling you. Telling you, I saw it. He was ripped. You think that's it? No. Watch him wrestle Chael. Or Kale. Chael. Kale. Bale. How would I mess that up? One was the greatest and one was the greatest. So, hey, I guess I could. One was the greatest and what? Greatest telling stories, I guess. He's good, damn good telling stories. I think he's psychology minding people again. Either he was freaking trying to trigger somebody because he's a psychologist, or he's just being a freaking I just gotta imagine he put a psychology hat back on right now from him, because he kind of lost out there talking nonsense, telling people that these guys are media MMA members of the world. I mean, are they the ones who write for that MMA junkie? They're the ones who write for MMA junkie. That would make sense then. They obviously are, because they're the USA Today writers. But anyway, this is the Spinning Backfist, and it's Gear Host. Bigfoot Holmes, I have not insulted, I have not offended anybody here, or EG2. Whatever you want to call me. It's going to be alien voices. I'm not Bigfoot Holmes. I just act like I was. I'm not. I'm EG2 today. Again. EG2. And guess what? This is what happened. I've obviously not said anything stupid. Because I'm good for 3 minutes. What did I say that offended you? Oh, I might have said the F word, like, really loud. Google might not like that. Google is tracking me at this moment. I'm not stupid because somebody's turning me in. You you fools, I'm just that good at picking fights. I'm that good at picking fights. Now, I know what's going on here, because now my, the only account I ever transferred my winnings from, DraftKings in is now frozen. It's frozen. It's frozen, feds. Hey, FBI, I'm not part of this little thing. They might have been stealing my stuff from me. I can answer a hell of a lot of questions for you if you want. Probably none. Probably none at all. But I could probably tell you some guy was trying to get me to come over there. That's all I can tell you. And I said no. I said hell no. Actually, I said yeah, I'm coming. And then my mom said no. And I said okay. No, buddy. Actually, I just said no to it. I didn't even say no. I just stopped answering his calls because I thought he was tracking me again. I thought that guy was, I was like, he's a hacking me. He is hacking me. I need to get rid of him. I'm sick. I'm sick. Very, very hairy from the answer team. I'm sick. Do your Discord channel. I can't talk today. So that's basically how that went down, but other than that, I'm just that damn good. You think somebody goes 13 for 13 one night, he's obviously part of some kind of investigated, he's obviously some kind of part of some thing. No, no, I'm just that damn good. The card wasn't that hard to pick. You guys, it wasn't that hard to pick. It wasn't, that was an easy one. I've been bad before. I've had 4 out of 5. Nah, that weren't that bad. I think the worst I've ever done is, like, miss 5 fights. 5 fights on the card. Now, if it was, once that guy came out and told me how they do those odds on, Dana White Contender Series, I never lost. I mean, I may have went 5 or 4 out of 5, but those were always the one I lost would have been one I told you not to even put in a parlay. So this sounds like all I'm saying, because there was always one that Dana was like, I gotta start figuring this out because people are winning too much money. Like he cared, I guess. Maybe those guys that were fighting were winning too much money, then they decided, I don't ever want to fight. Because one of those guys even said, I just put it out myself. I just put out myself, I won. And then he came back and he acted like he never did say that at all. And then the guy comes back and he's like, I don't gamble. It's like, dude, you just totally just told the whole world that you bet on yourself to win, which is cool. That shouldn't be a problem, but once you start getting into those lines, you know, we got issues. You're part of that fight. Hey, how do we know you're not splitting it with the dude? How much were your odds? Plus 300? Oh, you did it. He did it. How much money did you put in there? You didn't have that much. How'd that guy have $900,000 to put on that fight? How'd he get it? Where'd he get it? From where? Who? Huh? Where? Huh? He saved it up just for this fight, just so he could do that, because he knew he was going to win. I highly doubt it. He knew how they, those people didn't know anything about anything when they throw those first odds out. Yeah, it's the first odds. They throw these first odds out when they throw it. That's why people run to the gates, apparently. That's when I figured it out. The guy was like, I'm going to talk real calm and cool. He's like, I'll run like this. Like, it's people right lined up. Right when those things come up, because you never know what's going to happen. You want to get right there. You want to get right there. He's like the Mad Dog or what? What did they call him? White Teeth. He seemed to get whiter and whiter and whiter teeth as this thing went on because he kept winning them more and more and more money. He kept showing up. And then one time he was still on the microphone and he told Dana White he was a cocksucking piece of shit. And it was under the microphone. I swear to God he said it. Or maybe he didn't say much of that, but that's what I heard. I heard that. Basically, he said, this guy's so bitch. He wasn't going to be I don't know, but when you're mumbling on your breath like that, it can't be anything positive and possibly good. So to my ears, I said, yes, come back, piece of shit. I hate this motherfucker. You not cut me down for that yet? So obviously, it's not the gangsters and mafia, so they're good. The mob's not after me. Okay. So what we're going to do today is, that's it. That was all I was going to say. I'm not part of the freaking ring. How can I be part of that ring? They have disappeared off of my feed. I don't get them anymore. I have literally gained a bunch of followers, actually. I've probably gained theirs. I must have gained their followers. I don't know what the hell is going on this month. I have no idea what's going on this month. I've literally gotten 10,000 downloads this month. So I'm just assuming I'm getting hacked, backjacked, but I'm not paying for that, so maybe they want me to pay for it eventually, but I won't. I'll just quit. Or I'll figure something else out. I'll go host my own network. I'll make my own network. Apparently there is like castles out there, but I would not plan on you going to that because they scumbags rip off artists. But their name is Castos. That's why I had to change mine to ET2 and Bigfoot Holmes. I had to change it because I had to get rid of him too because he's out in the New York running that little ring, I guess. I don't know what he's doing anymore. He's gone. So this is the show and nobody's coming off yet. That's weird. What the hell is going on, my friends? Well, you want to hold my computer again? That's why you were downloading shite? Jessica, stop it, okay? Stop it. He's coming for you. It's not even him. If it was, it's not. It's a boob. It's a booba baba baba. I'll tell you who it is, because I'll get right out of this right now. So, anyway, I'm freaking through things last night, nah. Apparently, the Andrew Tate thing come out, you know, this guy, Bigfoot, this the last time he was on, because he was starting to call Andrew Tate, tell him he's going to kick his ass, break his neck, and just call him a scumbag piece of schnucks, and he was ripping people off, and he's doing all this bullshit. I don't know, it was either RW or Bigfoot, I don't know, either way, none of them are coming on here right now, because it's me, ET2, but I'll tell you this, it had 172 downloads within the hour, I said, what the hell just happened? I must have hit the gold mine, and then next thing you know, it ripped and dropped, and those stayed. But my other downloads just didn't show back up, and then they cut it back down, so now it says I had 72 downloads, but yet that says I had 178. So where's that other 100? And I also want to know, my followers dropped from where they were at 16 at that moment, they dropped all the way down to 8. Now they're back up to 24, so thank you for the 24 followers, by the way. Thank you! Hey! Did I scare you? Did we scare you? Because I'm telling you, that's what happened. But you gotta talk to Google. Google doesn't care. They don't care if you steal my stuff, so apparently it's fine. But I said I do care because it's copyrighted, and I'm pretty sure Apple Podcasts may care. Because you're stealing my stuff, and I'm on Apple. So, just like I paid for that. It's in 1999, I guess. I don't know. It was an accident. I mean, obviously it was an accident. I had money come into a card one time. I forgot that I had it still subscribed. The next thing I know, the money's gone. And I said, damn it. Now I guess I got Apple Podcast creator for the next year. I don't know what the hell that means. My stuff's copyrighted, I guess. Well, that's cool. It's running out, though. I'll tell you what day it runs out when it runs out, but maybe you should not do it till then. So we'll figure that out. But let's run this out. What was I talking about? I don't know. Absolutely nothing. Aboob. I was talking about Aboobi Ababa. We'll talk about him right now because he's like, he's the man, obviously. Apparently, he's awesome. This guy comes out and goes, I want to kill you. Oh, basically everything I said. Basically everything I said in that podcast basically is on YouTube. And this guy got 25,000 downloads on that? I'm going to say he probably got like 3. He probably got 3,000 downloads and he paid for the other 22,000 just so it looked like he was cool. And I'm going to guess he probably got 4 comments instead of the 12 that it looked like he had. And Theo, I wrote you, Theo. You better write me back. I want to hear from this guy because I think he's the only one that can answer my question. He's the only one that disappeared from this little ring of rats over here. There was a little ring of comedian rats that thought they were funny. Okay, I thought they were funny. But my only beef is I don't know if I trust this guy because Quentin Tarantino obviously does not like him. So if Quentin Tarantino does not like you, I don't think I like you either. But I think you can answer my questions and I want the podcast. You put Bryce on there once. He gave you beef jerky. He gave you lemonade. I'll do the same. Okay, it's not going to be homemade. Okay, no. It's going to be from the meat market down the street, and I'm pretty sure they laced their stuff it's good. It's all good. Never mind. It's good stuff. Okay, it's really good meat. The meat is fine. Trust me. That deer was not infected. But we'll skip it to you. It'll be okay. You'll have it, and then I'll let you eat it first, and then we'll see what happens. But we'll do the show the next day, and I want to see if he showed up. But the lemonade, that's going to be all good. It'll be all good lemonade. I know how to make lemonade. I squeeze it with my own hands. It's pretty good stuff. I tell you. Good stuff. Excellent. Yeah, we put lemonade, we squeeze it. We squeeze real lemons in there, and then we put some sugar. A lot of it. I don't know if you work enough on a diet or anything, so maybe you're not. He's in Los Angeles. He's like a Cali Hollywood dude, I guess. Because that's what Quentin Tarantino said. You suck. I hate you. Something like that. So obviously he's out there. And, something like this. And, so he probably doesn't really, have real sugar. He probably doesn't have real sugar because it messes with his body. So, he's got to be fit. No, he doesn't want to go. He want to go good girl in the room with sugar problems, issues, you know. Where me, I'm like, I don't care. If I can't do it, I can't do it. I'm sorry, man. Sorry, man. I'm like the best guy to walk into a strip club. It's just like, I don't give more. I don't care. I don't give any money away. I'm like, I don't care. What's going on here? Hey, it looks cool. Awesome. Well, I ain't doing nothing for me. See ya, with my beer. And then I went to the other one, and they said, maybe you should go down the road. I said, okay, I'll go down the road. Are they better there? Are they better? So I walked in, and I said, nope, this is definitely not better. This is different. Where are the women? Where are the women? Where are the women? They go, this guy sent you down here. Man, Slick Steve old in here, Slickster. They call him Slim. Actually, it was Slim. I don't want to. Damn it, I said his name. Oh, God, I'm dead. That's a mafia dude, too. Slim sent me down there, but I know him. Don't worry about it. It's all good. He hates me, too. I ain't gonna work either. Can't call my uncle to stop him. Maybe he's dead by now. This was a long time ago. But anyway, they sent me down there, and it didn't work out. I said, I'm not dead either, man. What the fuck's wrong with people? So I don't get... So you're dancing all over, man. I'm not hard, and you send me down there. I don't get it. Okay, I don't get it. So you sent me in there? Well, that's gonna make it better. No, what that did was just, did not work real well for me when I walked out, okay? Okay, because there were obviously people outside that were just, hood rats out there waiting for me. Is that offensive? If hood rats are offensive? Nope, that didn't go off either. So apparently I can say that. But that's what they were. They were mean. They were waiting for people to come out of that bar just so they could beat them. And that's not cool. That's not cool at all, okay? This was back in the 90s, late 90s, okay? You should have been around the world. They made movies about this, okay? Okay, save him. Okay, it's like, what was the name of the movie? It's a true story. She used to stuff her pants and fool guys, and she put bananas down there and stuff and fool them, or fool women. She, like, put bananas in her pants and fooled the women. It was weird. I don't know the whole thing. But it's just, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker story. No, it's not her. Sarah Michelle, no. What was it called? Are those actresses? Okay, I just ruined everything and I might have offended. No. It's not either of them. It was something. Sarah John Mahama, Paula Mahama. Nope, it wasn't it. Oh my god, what the hell was it? Well, we'll figure that one out later. I think it might have been, it wasn't it either. I can't remember the name. It was Save Somebody, okay? Anyway, it was a woman disguised a man. Well, not disguised, she just had a sex issue, gender problems like we all have now. We all know it's a real thing. And she just, the only thing she could do back then was stuff a banana in her pants, pull them up, and then go walk around and talk like this. Hey, hey, mama. Hey, I'm whoever I am, and that's my new name. Cut my hair. I'm even going to be on your basketball team, guys. And something like that, and she was eating straws and stuff, and then they finally found out that ain't no dude. That ain't no freaking dude. That ain't no freaking dude. Okay, it's a woman. Let's kill him. It was weird. I don't know why you do that. Why would you kill a dude for being a woman? Or maybe they would. Sick people in this world, man. But anyway, it was obviously down south wearing straws. Look at their name. Watch the movie. It's a true story back in the 90s. Just find some famous person and from Hollywood and see who they... You know it was? No, that was a movie. That's why I'm confused. That's why it was a movie and I'm confused. Nope. I'm talking about the Million Dollar Baby. The Million Dollar Baby played that woman. Look it up and find it. She was a Million Dollar Baby. She went out there and actually came out, grew her hair and boxed. She was also the little Karate Kid when they wanted to do a woman's version. Her. Can't remember her name. Don't know her name. Can't remember it. But check it out. Find it. And Million Dollar Baby was so cool until you ruined the movie. Clint always has to ruin his movies like that at the end. It's either he dies, she dies, heyday. Somebody gets hurt at the end. It sucks. Now, that movie was just the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life. By the way, that was not Quentin Tarantino's greatest movies of all time, which pissed me off. Which also gets me on the line of where I was going. Theo, give me a hold of me. Theo, I got hold of you. You're going to have to get a hold of me. And we're going to make a show. Because I want to know why you know what's going on. And I want to know what you know. And you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. You just have to... I'm giving you beef jerky and lemonade. Better than... not as good. Actually, no. And one of them might be tainted. It might have tuberculosis already in it. And it's going to make you sick. But I don't know yet. I have not eaten it. It does not look right. But I'm going to let you try it. But my lemonade's good. My lemonade's damn good. I'll tell you that much. Damn good. But we'll give that to you. And, I'm not going to give you any gummy bears or, weed, because I'll do that for myself. And I know you're just, you're legit. You are too legit to quit. So, we'll go here, and we're going to get here, and we're all talking about this Ed Boob guy again, right? So we're going to get here, I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about, finish this Aboob sentence, okay? Aboob. Hey, here we go, his name's Aboob, my bad, I thought he was Aboob. So I thought he was Aboob, but it's Aboob. Hey, look at him, he got a tattoo on his chest. He's got glasses on, he apparently's been in prison too, which is so odd to me. So odd to me, people are telling me I'm going to like the guy under him, that's weird. Why would they tell me I would like the guy under him, too, if I like him? Huh. Do they have related content? Do they have related content? Because that's so odd that that guy's on fire somewhere. Interesting to me. Which, don't mess with me in the SEOs. I know you're changing names now and acting like it's, me. And whoever I'm talking about, and now you're just changing names, okay? I got it. I seen the last one where you apologized for the guy you just bashed and said you were gonna fight. Hey, okay, got it. It's all good, man. You can't just, you already figured out that, we're gonna stop Aboob because Aboob pissed me off right now. His voice just pissed me off. But he's not out there for followers, he's not out there for fame. Okay, not at all. Okay, he doesn't do anything for money. He just steals from other people to do this for the hell of it. Obviously, and he's wearing, he's got his own desk. Okay, he's got his own desk, he's got a mouse. He's got cool hair, he kind of looks like, you know who that is. You know who that is. You ain't gonna mess with me, Pauly. Hey, Pauly, you got a problem with this, Pauly? Come on. You know you are, Pauly. Pauly from the Jersey Shore. Now, you got a problem with this Pauly from the Jersey Shore. He's not the one who went to prison, right? Feds? No, I wouldn't want to mess with him. The one who went to the Fed prison, I don't want to mess with, because obviously he got tough there. But the ones that never went in there, they're just bitches. And that guy scammed his way onto that show that year, like all of them did. Because I'm telling you, the year they made that Jersey Shore show, he obviously was working the tech world. This was around the good time, right? Where you had to make, it was like, get all your likes. As many likes as you get. The guys and girls who get the most likes are going to be on the real world. But that was fake. It was false and phony. And they just put all these people in there, which apparently they said were from Jersey. And then later we found out none of them were even actually from New Jersey. They were just from skirts around New Jersey, or they were just really tan people, or they might have had Italian heritage, or they were just trash women. One or the other. Did I say it? You showed us you were trashy women on the show. You did. You did. And the one showed us she was a trashy woman when she went on the Donald Trump show, and she was stupid. So, hey, well, she might have been kind of smart. No, she was stupid. They were, am I wrong? You are stupid because you think most of Americans and people are stupid, and most of the people that watched you are stupid. So that makes you stupid. Because you just classified me and the rest of the world that's stupid. Or not the world, but the rest, obviously not the world, because I'm stupid about the world. But the rest of America. So, anyways, this guy's a booed. And I cannot believe this guy, okay? I cannot believe this guy who was making fun of me about being Joshua LaFabia. You think I'm stupid? I was gonna kill this guy because he started acting like I was Joshua LaFabia and he started rooting his own thing and trying to make me all wrangled up and riled up. And I'm like, none of half this guy is true. Half is not true when this Joshua LaFabia is a freaking psychopath. Psychopath, but he's probably not as much of a psychopath as you're making him out to be because you're acting like he's me. So you need help. Anyway, his whole thing fell down. Now he's gotten really big, and I gave him props one time. Next thing you know, I got stole from him again. But that's cool. He I got no issues. I got no beefs. Was that a beef me? Beefing me? I got none of it. I stole that from him. But that's just different things. But I'm wondering why he's on the feed under this guy as content that I would might like because it's similar to his. So that's all I'm wondering. That's all I'm wondering. Why would that be possible? If you have the same kind of content this guy's got that stole from me, what have you been doing? I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just saying. Who else is under here? Who else? Paul Costa, obviously. Andrew Tate, well, that makes sense. He's actually went on to his own thing now. Let me see. Well, he did that once. Yep, that would make sense. I'm not going to say his name because I want to go on his show once, too. Yep, he's all over this guy. I know they did. Yep, that's cool. They were fighters, too. But that's cool. He just mocks me, so that's okay. I'll let the bad guy go because he just mocks me, and he mocked me on a Twitter feed. I brought him on Twitter. He mocked me, so it's all good. He was just making fun of me, calling me a stupid lunatic. Basically, that's what he said. So that's all good. If it wasn't on him, it probably wasn't. It was probably just a hack job. But it's all good. It's all good. I called him one too, so we're all even. Okay, I didn't mean it. He might not have meant it. We're all good. So anyway, this guy's a booed, and he's ripping Andrew Tate. He said he's a clown. He's a clown. And a fool. And you know what? I'm the top G. Not you. I'm the top G. You wanna know why? Because I walked up by. And you're ripping people off. Yeah, you're ripping them off. I do this because I need to tell people how the person you are. Scum. I don't get paid. I don't do this for money. I'll do this for fame. I don't care about anything like that. I'm not monetized. Well, yeah, obviously you're not monetized because you're stealing from me. They'll look that up. I think I've already turned that one in, and I wonder what the hell was stealing from me. Maybe I turned the wrong people in. I could have. I don't know. Maybe they thought, you know, maybe he starts needing to turn other people in, and he'll get it back. I've said it before. Said it again. This Abu's a piece of shit. Other guy, he's not, but this was a Joshua Fabian thing from a long time ago where I may have been hit in the head a couple times and just lost my train of thought. Which is, it was all funny stuff. Oogie, it's so funny when that Oogie comes out and he wants to fight Rogan again, and that's when I get mad at Joe Rogan. So it's all good, man. You want to keep making fun? He's funny. It's funny if you're not actually stealing my content, but you're making fun of me like that, or making fun of somebody else like that. It's cool, man. It's all good. I like that. That's why I said I don't have issues with him that much. It's the dude that just keeps coming out and just stealing everything. which I obviously thought was this guy, but it might not have been him. It was obviously this guy. His name's Abood. He's staring these people in the very wrong direction. He's wearing sunglasses this whole time while he's looking at this script that obviously is mine, which it really was a script. This guy really is reading off a script, it looks like. Which he's trying to work it a little bit. Somebody rewrote it for him and said, we're not going to plagiarize it too much. We'll plagiarize it a little bit. Which, if you just plagiarize just a little bit, you guys stupid. Do any of these people go to school? Do any of these people go to school? Obviously not. Did you know when I was in college, you couldn't plagiarize anymore because they had this thing already back then? This was back in 2004. 2004, folks. You could just, if you plagiarized something, they just ran it through a little software system, which was so cool. And then I basically found this file thing where converter check thing, and sold it, and never got my money for it, and then couldn't pay my girlfriend. And then she just ditched her, and then she left me. She left me. She left me. She said, you stole from me. I said, I did, but I never got the money either. And now I gotta pay whoever the hell it is, because they're claiming they never got it. And now they're freaking saying that it's broke. I don't know. I mean, no, man, not today. You know, I just couldn't pay her the money, and we never had the product anymore. So basically, that's what happened. And I was like, what do you want me to do? I can't remember the rest. It's just a long time ago. But that's how that went. That's how long ago you could do this. So that's all I'm saying. I can't totally remember all of it. I've been hitting the head since then. It's all been good. But this guy, Abood. You already know I'm a criminal. I'm a criminal already before. So if I said something criminally, they'll get me in trouble. Yeah, I went in prison, so that's fine. I haven't gotten in trouble since, so it's all good. He's undressing people at the moment. He's undressing men, he said.
You go to guys that are in their 20s, early 20s, late teens, and you go, you need to undress for me. And I need to look at you and tell you if you're a man. If you don't look like one, then I'm going to tell you, you better become one. You better become a man. Give me money, and I'll tell you how. Well, give me money, and I'll show you how. This is what this guy's saying that he did. And I said, you know what? I think I might have said along those lines. Maybe he did. I don't know what I say when I get all hot and heavy and crazy and my bipolar steps in or whatever the hell it's called and post-traumatic stress. I don't know if I go back to another place where I'm in their zone and I'm freaking out on people. I don't remember any of it. So it's all good. I have to re-listen to it and then apologize the next day. So it's all good. Good thing I have it all on tape. Why didn't they have that night on tape? Apparently hospitals don't have video cameras anymore, they said. So they got rid of that. Yeah, you're right. See, he said that too. Now this Abood's claiming, if you were really canceled, he wouldn't. You froze. I don't know, I lost it, whatever. Anyway, that's what happened. You know, he wouldn't be doing this. He wouldn't be able to find us places to do this. He wouldn't be doing any of this stuff. This guy, get him. He's a, what do you call him at the end? That's his title of his name. Title of the show.
Oh, he's a punk. You call him a punk. That's it. You're a punk. And what else? Oh, you're a punk and you get no respect. Okay, cool. I got it. So basically now he's stealing from, can you do anything about it? Because now he's stealing from Rodney Dangerfield. You get no respect. Now he stole from Rodney Dangerfield. Now that's just bad. You can steal all you want from me, but you don't start stealing from Rodney Dangerfield without giving Rodney Dangerfield the correct, respect. Okay, like I always did. I said, if you get no respect, that was a Rodney Dangerfield line. If I ever said it, I always gave the Rodney Dangerfield line the correct respect. Okay, you got that, Abood? So next time you steal from somebody, you make sure you give the famous person the due. Now me, I'm a scumbag nobody. I guess I'm a scumbag, but yeah, I just call myself one because, yeah, I probably am one. So, I obviously am. I told you I was. So, you know me. Give him the due. This guy's gotten 20,511 views on this. But he's not in for nothing for money. Nothing for money. You want to know what date this came out? It says December 10th. I'm gonna guess. He timestamped that like an hour before I put mine out. After he bashed and stopped mine from getting seen, he put his out and said it was an hour before. Because he stole from me. I've seen it, Mr. Fireman. Okay, but I didn't put that episode out, because I thought it was stupid. But, okay, good luck proving that one in court of law. But that I get it. That video clip, it was just stupid. It's nobody acts like that in a jail. What are they doing in Miami? That's how they're getting criminals? That's how they get criminals? Listen, sir. Sir, this is gonna be off this. We're done with this Abu guy, cause he's garbage, okay? He's garbage, but he's not in this for money. He's not in this for fame. Okay, I don't know why else he's doing this for, but he's doing it for some other reasons. He looks like Pauly from, the Jersey Shore. He does. I don't know. What's going on here? What's going on here? He works behind a desk. He's not in for any of this, anything, but why is he all dressed and nice, looking nice, like he's got the hair, like he's like, I hope some girls see me, I'm gonna pick him up on this, next thing you'll recognize me on the street, maybe, when I see him, and then I'm gonna be all crazy with him, sickos, you guys are sick, man, sick, like, look at him, he's obviously a scumbag, but that's cool. I like your tan. I don't like your tattoo because it's just stupid because you can't even see half it. You can see a little bit of it. It's like angel wings. He's got angel wings on his chest. This guy's a weirdo. Nice sunglasses, though. Nice hair. The watch looks chintzy. The shirt looks kind of like fake silk. What else? Do I want to blast him anymore? Nah, I'm pretty sure he'd done enough for himself to do it. If you watched it, if you just watched it, it's a boot. He's ripping Andrew Tate. Yep. And he looks like he's got muscles in his, oh yeah, he definitely looks like the same guy. Obviously, Abood's got 22,007K subscribers, which anybody knows if you get over 1,000, you're gonna become monetized. So if he's not doing this for money, or fame, I don't know why he's doing it. Why is he not doing it? He should be getting money. Oh, unless you're stealing from people that are copyrighted. And you're not going to get paid. I've been turning the wrong people in. Do I want to turn him in? No, I can't. Can I turn him in? No, because I can't get a hold of anybody at Google who just doesn't care about people. Can't get a hold of anybody at YouTube that just didn't care about you. And would I get money for it? Probably not. No. Would it cost me more money or would it cost me more time and that I don't even care about? Yeah, probably. So, we'll just figure that when Theo Von gets a hold of me and I ask him these questions on his podcast. Don't even have to put me over. I'll wear a mask, okay? You won't even know who I am. Okay, I'll even cover my voice up. Well, I already do anyway. I'll put the mask on. They'll know my name. We'll fake another name out for me. And we'll just play it. Okay? We'll play it like that little character that him and the little TYFYBY had on that show. Because what the hell was this guy about? Who's this guy? Was he stealing too? Because he's just an actor. Because he's pretty damn good at acting. He's pretty funny. That was pretty funny shit. And if that's one of how you want to blast Brendan Schaub, that's the way to do it, because that was pretty funny, actually. Unless I did that last year, because I know I blasted him last year, and, enough, so. I know I've been blasting everybody for too long. So, I don't know, but I don't even know the guy's name. Or number, I don't even know the freaking show, but it's obviously Schaub and show, and it's a TYFYBY. He's got like 20 of them. That guy was on to what he was talking about. It was okay. That was a good one. Except for when he got up and he had sweatpants on, and his sweatpants were falling off, and you could see a crack of his butt, and he was trying to bend over in front of the little guy. They call him the little. I can't call him a little kid right now. I don't know what I'm supposed to call him here when this grown man's trying to tackle him and put his arms around him like that with his pants falling down. So he put his arms around him, Brendan Callen, him. I'll give you your name there. Don't offense, no offense, it's just a show. Go watch it. TYFYBY. The Kid Man Fight. I like him. He's a good actor. But this is an episode. I'm giving you props. Okay, it's a good episode. Maybe people go listen to it and watch it, whatever they want to do. So that's a show for today. Anyway, I just wanted to come here and say Abood has ripped me off, and I'm pissed. Not me personally, because if this is Gumminar ET2's version and voice, he did not rip this guy off. Which, now I'm thinking back, that Andrew Tate video would have been a hell of a lot better had I used ET2's voice. Because then it could have just said, I was joking. I was joking. But other than that, now I'm going to have to fight Andrew Tate one of these days. And I really don't think I want to, actually. But I'm going to have to. I mean, I mean, not me, but you know him. You know him. He's going to have to be RW, that thing. I mean, he's going to have to do it, but he'll do it. He'll do it. And we'll find out. I mean, he's not that much of a wimp. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. And anything. He might have to do it. Might have to go at him. He's going to have to, obviously. How's he going to back down from this? Unless Abood is the one that we say did it. I don't want to give Abood the credit for saying that. Okay, because he stole it from me. So this is a real bad predicament that I'm in. And hopefully I can get on the Theo show. And we can talk about this. And we can just... it won't be me. I'll be undercover mask. Asking about these five shows that he came out with. Five shows, okay? They all were similar by name of shows that I was coming up with. Now, I just want to know the answers. Not me. I mean, you know me. You know him. You know them. You know everybody. Anyway, we're going to let this show go for the day. They let me go 34 minutes. This time I offended too many people, or I offended everybody, and now I'm blocked from everything. Other than that, I don't know what's going on anymore. Have a good one. That's going to be the day of the shows of this one. We'll probably come back because I was going to do actually a show and I forgot what the hell it was about. And it was definitely not about this garbage. So have a good one. I gotta figure some things out. I gotta go eat. Okay, I want pork. He's some. Nope, I didn't say that. I said I got some pulled. Okay, next. I didn't even get anywhere around here anymore. I told you I went in that place, okay? And I did not like that either. I just didn't like either of them. Nothing was doing nothing for me. I got issues. Hello? 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 See you later.